Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll reach for the moon, chew some gum, get some news, and celebrate the birthday of L. Wolfe Gilbert. But first, I hope you'll allow me a personal segment. Last week, I attended a memorial service for my friend Dana's mother, Pat. I've known Dana since we were both in the second grade, and although it was a sad occasion, Pat lived a long and well-lived life, and it was nice to see Dana and members of the family. As Dana told her gathered friends and family, Pat used to go about the house singing show tunes as she cooked and cleaned, and I found out that she was born on August 26, 1925. Now, I play a lot of records on the show that were recorded in 1925, and I thought there must be some records that were recorded on that very day. It happened to be a Wednesday, by the way. So when I got home that evening, I checked the database, and sure enough, there were. So here for Pat's family, with best wishes for comfort, peace, and precious memories, are some rapidly rotating records born on the same day as Pat, August 26th, 1925.
California. I love Thank you.
other, you have four records born, so to speak, on the same day as my friend Dana's mother, Pat. We started off with Charles T. Bellotti and I Love You, California. The words were written in 1913 by Francis Bernard Silverwood, a Los Angeles clothing merchant, and the music was composed by Abraham Franklin Frankenstein, then conductor of the Orpheum Theater Orchestra, and a conductor of the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra. I Love You, California was specifically written to coincide with the Panama Pacific International Exposition held in San Francisco and the Panama California Exposition held in San Diego in 1915. Elsie Baker recorded it on September 16th of that year in Camden, New Jersey, but Bellotti's recording was made right here in California. The same song, performed by Ben Black and his orchestra, is on the flip side of the record, which was the first issued electrically recorded disc made by Victor in Oakland. In 1951, the California legislature passed a resolution designating I Love You, California as the state song, and since 1988 it has been the official state song by law. By the way, Nacella pulchra, or purple needlegrass, is the official state grass of California. By law. Next, it was the Victor Salon Orchestra, with one of the dozens and dozens of records they made in the 5 years between 1924 and 29, June Brought the Roses. June Brought the Roses was written by John Openshaw, who also wrote Love Sends a Little Gift of Roses. This was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Ralph Stanley and recorded by Marcia Freer, Reynald Werenrath, and John McCormick. The Victor Salon Orchestra was directed by Nat Shilkret, and Leroy Shield played Celeste. That was followed by Max Dolan and his orchestra with Close Your Eyes. Violinist Max Dolan was trained in classical music and was the first musical director of the NBC Pacific Coast Network in San Francisco. He also conducted the NBC Orchestra and Opera Company and could be heard playing the violin on radio shows including the Shell Happy Time program. There's at least one other song titled Close Your Eyes written in 1933, but this Close Your Eyes was written by Charles Vincent, who also brought us the Pixies Dance. We finished up with the Victor Salon Orchestra once again and Dance of the Toy Regiment. Dance of the Toy Regiment was written by Nat Shilkret and Joe Green, who played xylophone on that recording. And I want to extend a giant thank you to my friend and fellow collector Brian Wright for providing the transfers of three of those records from his personal collection. Many of you are familiar with Brian through his record label Rivermont Records, but if you're not, I urge you to browse through his offerings of vintage as well as contemporary recordings at rivermontrecords.com. Do it. Do it now. Well, right after the show. Thanks again, Brian. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the Earth's moon on July 20, 1969, left the Earth for good this August 25th at age 82. There's no shortage of vintage songs about the moon, so what better way to commemorate the life of Neil Armstrong than by playing some of them? Here's Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra.
Reaching for the moon. once I tried to capture the rapture of the night. Silly dreams I knew would disappear, but it seems they left a souvenir. One refrain eternally that we met. 'Twas like a melodious bleed, sweet moon song that wasn't meant for me. Why is it all reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon song that wasn't meant for me. It came gliding into my heart, riding on a moon from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else was my melody. Sweet moon song that wasn't meant
the British band The Blue Mountaineers, directed by banjoist and guitarist Joe Branelly, in Moon, recorded in London on October 21, 1932. The band had recorded it a month or so earlier, but that effort was rejected. The vocalist was Sam Brown, and Moon was composed by Jack Mills and Michael Callio. Before Moon, it was nice to hear Kate Smith singing something other than God Bless America or The Moon Comes Over the Mountain. That was Moon's song from the film Hello Everybody, her first starring role, where she played a farm girl turned radio star. And we began our tribute to Neil Armstrong with an appropriately titled song, Reaching for the Moon, sung there by Scrappy Lambert with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra. That unissued Victor Test record was made November 29, 1929. My wife and I are members of the Catalina Island Museum, which is currently housed in a relatively small space in the casino building, but which has ambitious plans for its own grand building in town. Recent exhibits at the museum have spotlighted Marilyn Monroe's time on the island and the Spencer Davis Group, one of the 60s British invasion groups. But the museum's current exhibit, which opened just this past Friday, is titled A Democratic Dream, William Wrigley Jr. and Catalina Island. It explores the life and times of William Wrigley Jr., the chewing gum magnate who made Catalina Island, quote, a vacation spot for the tired shop girl, the artisan, the clerk, or the Boy Scout. The exhibit runs through November 26th, and if you live on the island or will be visiting, I urge you to see it, because the Catalina Island Museum staff does a spectacular job of curation. So here to commemorate the museum's Wrigley exhibit are some rapidly rotating records about... All right, you're way ahead of me. Chewing gum, beginning with Ray Noble and his orchestra.
I love the sound of music, especially the drum. There's just one thing to beat it, and that is chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
At the economic conference, the delegates sat mum. They couldn't raise the dollar, it was stuck to chewing gum.
Chewing, chewing, chewing.
Although my Uncle Fred has got a hairless cranium, he's quite a useful place to park his piece of chewing gum.
Gum, gum, gum.
My Auntie Mary's old false teeth are very troublesome. She had to stick them in their place with lumps of chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
Achieves the minimum. Although their jaws are moving, they're only chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
A patient in a hospital in his delirium chewed both his neighbor's ears off like he was chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
A fellow had a voice so low it rumbled in his tongue because he pulled his tonsils out when he was chewing gum.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
Now in olden days a sailor had his whiskers soaked in rum. And now, pet, will you tell me what he does with them?
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing gum.
Bubblegum chew, 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 you bubblegum chew, chew, baby. Chew, 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 you bubblegum chew, 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 you bubblegum chew, 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 you bubblegum chew, chew, baby. First you pop, then you stop, gum gets big and round. Blow your troubles
those whaler bubbles when you hear that funny little sound. Choo, 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 your bubblegum, choo, choo. I want you chew your bubblegum, choo, 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 your bubblegum, choo, choo, baby. Choo, 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 your bubblegum.
Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son
to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse.
He saw the president. He said that I've been sent
to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight?
Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it, but fight.
Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar.
The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing.
She puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Always paste it on your napkin if you want to be polite.
Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't chew it right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite.
Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
The Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, Hare being the baritone in the duo, and the musical question, does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? That was the real title back in 1924 when that record was made, anyway. You may have heard later versions, such as the one by Lonnie Donegan, where the title is changed to, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? The reason for that is that in Britain you can't use trademarks in song titles. Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor was written by Marty Bloom, Ernest Brewer, and Billy Rose. Before that, it was Don Redman and his orchestra on May 18, 1939, and Chew, Chew, Chew Your Bubble Gum. The vocal was by Don Redman, Laurel Watson, and members of the band. And we began our tribute to the subject of the Catalina Island Museum's current exhibit, William Wrigley Jr., with Chewing Gum, performed there by Ray Noble and his orchestra on June 23, 1933. The vocal duo there was Ace Roland and Max Kester. Chewing Gum was also recorded by Ambrose, Roy Fox, Harry Roy, and Sid Roy and his Arcaolians. I found sheet music to a song titled Oh You Spearmint Kiddo with the Wrigley Eyes, written in 1910 by Gene Schwartz, with lyrics by William Jerome, described by the publisher Jerome H. Remick and Company as a crackerjack song success. Unfortunately, I don't think it was recorded. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Those of you here on the island, and even some expatriates on the mainland, may have seen the article in the August 24th edition of the Catalina Islander newspaper, titled KISL's Meet the Voice, where I was interviewed by the station's Director of Community Outreach, Jordan Monroe. It's the latest in a series of interviews with KISL DJs, and I'm honored to be included. If you're on the island and have ever even thought about having your own radio show, I encourage you to just call Haha Boater and leave a message of interest, or send an email to Jordan at jordanmonroe@kislavalon.com. Anyway, since I found myself in the newspaper, I thought it appropriate to have a segment of the show devoted to news. Here's Fats Waller in his rhythm.
Sit thee down, woman, sit thee down. I would have a chat with thou. Headlines, tell all your business in ink. Midlines, the people dig you and think. Stop time, you better stop it or be headlines in the news. You're mine to always have and to hold. Meantime, you are becoming much too bold. High time that you desist or you'll be headlines in the news. I have tried to treat you fair, still you won't play me for a doggone square. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You better quit running with that crowd, or be prepared to wear a shroud. Headlines from all the papers will shout. Bylines, at last your sins found you out. Ha ha, this time you won't be able to read, no, no. Headlines in the news. Shame to yourself, woman. Why don't you quit running with that crowd? Yes, or be prepared to wear a shroud. Headlines from all the papers will shout. Bylines, at last your sins found you out. This time you won't be able to read headlines in the news. You better call up Undertaker, because there's gonna be one needed shortly. And I don't mean maybe.
Mm-hmm. news that you're in love with me. Let's break the good news to all the family. Let's phone each columnist to make the next edition and tell the world at last I've found my one and only ambition. Let's break the good news to everyone we meet. Let's take the good news and shout it in the street. Let's break the good news, though it seems too good to be true, that you'll soon marry me and I'll soon marry you. And we're gonna take a honeymoon cruise. Let's break the good news.
Stand by for further announcements and more good news. Back again, now it's done. The city hall just name was one. Stand by for further announcements and more good news. Time marches on. We've been here a year today. Thanks to the FHA, we bought a home. And by the way, hear the payoff, hear the prize. We're rehearsing lullabies. Stand by for further announcements and more good news.
We begin that news segment with Fats Waller and his rhythm and headlines in the news, written by Edgar Battle and Milt Knoll, and sung there by Fats on May 13, 1941. That was followed by one of the first of nearly 280 sides issued by Billy Thornburn's The Organ, The Dance Band, and Me between 1938 and 1953. That was Let's Break the Good News, written by Paul Deniker and Joe David. The vocalist was Helen Raymond, and Fats Waller and Wingy Minone also recorded that in 1938. And we finished up with Lionel Hampton and his orchestra, with Hamp himself providing the vocal on Stand By for further announcements and for more good news from June 9, 1939. It's no accident that I chose that record, since I'll have some good news and be making an announcement in a couple of weeks, so keep listening for that. Last week, August 31st, marked the birth in 1886 in Odessa, Russia, of L. Wolf Gilbert, one of the most prolific lyricists of Tin Pan Alley. The L in L. Wolf Gilbert stands for Lewis. He came to the U.S. at age one and grew up in Philadelphia. In 1912, Gilbert had his first songwriting success with Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, which he co-wrote with Louis Muir. In 1915, Gilbert settled in Hollywood, writing for films and also participated in the Eddie Cantor radio show. He made many appearances on radio and TV and was one of the first songwriters to set up an independent publishing firm to promote his own catalog. His autobiography is called Without Rhyme or Reason, and L. Wolf Gilbert died in Los Angeles, California on July 12, 1970. Highlights from his catalog include By Heck, My Mother's Eyes, The Peanut Vendor, Mama Inez, and these.
I'm making this plea. Where is the even live in a tent for a home. I wouldn't feel bad if I had the right kind of man.
Started off our tribute to L. Wolfe Gilbert with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra and No One Can Take Your Place, written by Gilbert, Frank Signorelli, and Maddie Melnick, who arranged the music for that April 30th, 1929 recording. The vocalist was Smith Ballou. Smith Ballou was followed by Annette Hanshaw with The Right Kind of Man, written by L. Wolfe Gilbert and Abel Baer, and recorded by Annette on October 19th, 1929. And we finished up with the University Six, and She's Got It, from May 25th, 1927. The vocalist was Arthur Fields, and you heard Adrian Rollini, generally associated with the bass sax, in his first recording on xylophone. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.